Hello, thank you for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm a supervisor in our fraud department. To whom I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Okay, my name is Joan Pagano. I was speaking to one of your other employees who switched me over to your fraud department. Our credit card was fraudulently used to order two items, well, chances to win an iPhone, an iPad. To be honest with you, I don't even know what these things are. And we want both charges removed and no further charges made.
More than happy to take a look. Just for security purposes, can you confirm the address you had done so before for me?
58 Oakwood Court, Fanwood, New Jersey, 07023.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, I appreciate your patience. So this is, once it has loaded up, this is going back to an online customer support survey completed back in December on the 23rd.
Uh-huh.
After completing that survey, I see that there was a sweepstakes entry offered, a chance to enter and win the Dyson vacuum, and that the sweepstakes had been completed for the Dyson vacuum, which in turn led to the enrollment for our Bites Hub meal planning application sent to our customers via email. It is to provide the monthly enrollment into the sweepstakes and share recipe guides and such. And you're calling to state that you had never done that customer support survey, nor the sweepstakes enrollment?
I'm sorry, yes, that is correct.
Okay. We do have an email on file. I'm going to spell this up, PAGANOSTEPHEN3@gmail.com.
Okay. That email is no longer in use.
Okay. Understood. And I appreciate you sharing that information. There was also a phone number entered for the online order. It was 908-889-4327.
That is my home number, but we did not order this stuff. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
I understand. I'm just explaining some information that was used for the order online.
Okay.
So what we rely on here, and we do take credit card fraud extremely serious. What we do is work along with your local law enforcement. We would share the IP address. It is linked to the device used that had submitted this online order. Now, the owner of this device will receive notification that we've started fraud proceedings. We just have to ensure it's not going to come back to you nor anybody else in your household. That does
belong to my son, that IP, that the Pagano Stephen. That is his. His email address. But I
Your
mean,
son?
I'm sure that's his email address, but I'm sure he wouldn't order a Dyson vacuum cleaner or go on in the revolving thing for, that is his email address. I mean, I don't know how people get credit cards, email address, that sort of stuff. I mean, my husband and I both have credit cards under TD. My son does not, and I can assure you he wouldn't take or use anybody's credit card number.
I definitely understand, and I thank you for sharing that information as well. So if you're wishing to proceed and you're certain it wouldn't lead back to you or anybody else there in your household, just to let you know, our investigation would be completed in about 24 hours.
And what exactly are you investigating?
Again, we would work with your local authority, share the IP address to the device used that would have submitted the online order, and that's for them to help figure out who submitted this order with your information and without your knowledge.
Okay, and the email address was Pagano Stephen what?
PaganoStephen3@gmail.com.
Three?
Yes, number three.
Huh. Oh, okay. I think his is PaganoStephen70@gmail.com, not three. Let me write this down. No, Stephen. How do you spell Stephen? Three?
Do you want me to spell it out, what we have on file?
No, just the Stephen, because we spell his name P-H, not S-T-E-V-E-N. How is it spelled?
With a P-H. It's spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Three.
Okay, Piano Stephen, three, like the number three, or spelled out three?
The number three.
Three@gmail.com?
Correct.
Oh, no. Oh, all right. I think it is Stephen Pagano 70, not three.
All right. So were you wanting me to go ahead and proceed with the claim of fraud for you? Again, the investigation is completed within about 24 hours.
And what are they going to tell us, where it came from?
That is the goal of us tracing the device used. Basically, if you're wanting to proceed, we would submit credits depending upon the investigation, and you would expect them within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so we can't get the credits until we proceed with this investigation. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Let me call you back because I just want to talk to my son about this email. I'm positive his email is PaganoStephen70@gmail.com. But at any rate, I want everything canceled. I don't want to be billed $48 every month.
I definitely, I get that. And yes, ma'am, so the last representative you have spoken with, they had ensured that the account is canceled. Nothing further is going to be built. Now, if you are, you know, if you have any inkling that it may lead back to a family member and are just wishing to have this waived, as a courtesy, we can still assist with, you know, January's billing. I mean, as a courtesy, we can help you meet you with a 25% credit on January.
So, all right, has December been credited?
No, ma'am, it hasn't. January is the most recent.
Okay. So, if I call you back and tell you that it's not us absolutely, okay. First of all, let me just confirm that the account has been canceled and we won't be, you know, charged with another
That is correct. That is correct. It is canceled.
What is the best phone number to reach you at, please?
The same one you're speaking with me on.
I didn't call your number. TD Bank called you. We're on a three-way call. So if you could give me your direct number, this way I can get back to you.
Are they still on the line?
Are you still on the line, TD? I guess not. All right. What is the best number to get you at?
Okay, just a moment. I'll get that for you. Either your bank calling in, was there, I mean...
No, it's a TD credit card from
I understand, ma'am. From your financial institution.
Right, exactly.
Were they on the line because you had...
No, the TD credit card was on the line because I was disputing this charge.
Is there a current dispute, you mean?
Yes, there's a current dispute going on between myself and the credit card because they didn't remove the charge. Then she called you. I thought she was still on the line, but maybe when she was we were switched over. Maybe she was disconnected. That's why she was on the line.
Gotcha. Definitely understood. And I do thank you for all that information as well.
Okay.
So,
now,
look, here's what we're going to do with a current dispute being placed against the Billings. There is only two that had been successful, December and January. February's attempt was declined. What we'll be able to do, here's how you'll go about getting this resolved.
Okay.
Call your bank back. Explain to them that at this point you do need them
not
on
the
to stay on the line.
Not the bank, the credit card.
Okay,
the
ma'am. Yes, the credit card. Okay, TD Bank. Have them give us a call back. Confirm the disputes have been dropped. And at that point, we'll be able to assist with the charges. And you wouldn't have to worry about the fraud investigation, okay? So at the end of this conversation, what you need to do is call the TD Bank back. Explain that they will need to call us and remain on the line. Simply so one of their representatives can confirm to us they have dropped the disputes, and I have this notated that once they do so, we can assist with the refunds.
Okay, and what is the best number to reach you, or the number I can give them?
1 second, I'll see if I can get this for you.
I mean, what kind of a place is this anyway? I mean, what do you sell? Is it just a chance to enter into something? I don't understand. What kind of merchandise are we talking about here?
The build portion, the Bites Hub, that's actually a meal planning application typically sent to our customer's email. It's for download. It's like a mobile app, and it shares recipe guides that'll cut out sugar and carb cravings. But I do have that the direct phone number when you're ready.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right. It's going to be 877-646-2263.
And may I have your number, please? I'm sorry, your name?
My name is Ashley.
Ashley. All right. Let me call them. And you are open how long?
We're open 24/7. But I do have the current situation notated on the account. So I believe once they give us a call back and have that the disputes confirmed as dropped, you won't have to be transferred over. The first person you get a hold of will be able to assist.
The first person that we get through will be able to assist us.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye.